Now we want to talk about a perennial favorite at this time of year, holiday shopping. Retailers kicked off the start of the holiday shopping season with big discounts and long operating hours, but was it really worth it for you and for the economy? I thought I'd ask Alvin Hall, our money coach. He's our expert on personal finance and the economy. He's with us once again. Alvin, welcome back.
Thank you.
So the National Retail Federation says some 195 million people went shopping over the holiday weekend. That's actually up from last year, but they spent about $343 on average, which is a bit down from last year. What do you make of that? That's still a big chunk of change.
I think it's a big chunk of change, too. But I think people have an obligation to spend at Christmas. They feel they must buy toys for their children. They feel they have to buy something for their grandparents. So people go out and shop. But what I think the numbers don't reveal is that people are shopping more wisely. They're doing what I call target shopping. They'll say, I want to buy that computer that's on sale at Staples, or I want to buy that sweater that's 2-for-1 at Gap, and I will go and get that, and that's all I will buy. So I think they're spending marginally less money, but shopping more wisely.
We're seeing the return of something that people in some parts of the country, I know in my neighborhood they're still doing this, but in some parts of the country haven't seen in a while, layaway programs. Where customers, for those who don't know, and don't act like you don't know. But
I do know.
Yes, exactly. Pay over time. And this is an option of, in essence, it's kind of interest-free borrowing. I mean, although you don't get to use the merchandise until you've actually paid for it. What do you make of that? Good idea, bad idea?
I think when it's a store that you know very well and there's a person that you deal with, it can be a good thing. When I was growing up, my grandmother and my mother always bought their Easter dresses and their Christmas dresses and hats on layaway and paid it off over a period of time. I think it's good. I think, however, doing it over the internet can be risky. If you don't know the reputation of the lender and all of a sudden you paid for the goods and you get the wrong goods, it can be hard for you to get your money back. It should be a local business that you're familiar with and that you trust if you choose to do layaway. I think it's a good thing.
More broadly, you know, we've talked about this before. Some experts estimate that some 70% of the economy is based on consumer spending.
Yes.
And I'd like to know, though, after all of your years of thinking about this, is that sustainable? Is that sustainable over time, or are we looking at some fundamental shifts in the way our economy operates?
We're looking at some fundamental shifts. If unemployment rises, even modestly, it means that people will spend less. You can't constantly go back to the same people who are not earning more money, who may be unemployed, who may be facing financial difficulties due to health care, and then say, go out and spend to revive the economy. Where are they going to get the money? We can no longer tap into our home equity. Those days are past. Credit cards are being cut back. Those days are past. So where's the money going to come from if people don't have jobs? There must be a shift. They need to look at more basic manufacturing and in businesses like that that can sustain the economy, even small businesses that come up with new ideas to help local areas grow.
And that was going to be my final question to you. We have about a minute and a half left. You heard my conversation with the two members of Congress earlier. We really didn't get to address this whole question of whether there needs to be some sort of a philosophy at governmental levels about jobs creation. You know, some countries have industrial policies or policies specifically geared toward maintaining employment, and that has not been the tradition in this country except in times of extreme economic distress.
Exactly.
Do you have an opinion about this?
Yes, I do feel that the government must talk to companies and encourage them to really hold on to workers rather than laying them off. When you see the numbers and they talk about the fact that the unemployment may go up a small amount when the numbers are now soon, they keep forgetting about the millions and millions of people, many of whom are my friends, who have been unable to get the job for over a year to 18 months.
Well, how would they encourage this specifically?
They could say to companies, maybe you should hang on to these people. Maybe they should work fewer hours per week so at least they still have access to health care and they can continue to earn an economy. It's better to have people, I think, slightly underemployed at these companies rather than to lay them off. Also, I think it sends a very bad message when you see companies talk about paying out these huge bonuses to a very few people when there are millions unemployed. A friend of mine who used to work at the former Lehman Brothers used to ask the following question. He said, what would it mean if the president, the then president of Lehman Brothers, gave up his salary for a year and put people to work in the company, gave up his salary for 1 year. What would that mean to a lot of people? If the government would encourage more companies not to pay the executive so much, but to keep people in their jobs so they have a fundamental sense of security, then that would help the economy more than anything else.
To be continued, Alvin Hall is our expert on personal finance and the economy. He joined us from our bureau in New York. Alvin, nice to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.